We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tezayin on the base at the Mishnah, Mishnah Hey at the top of the page. Hanoifen lepun dakis maaseh eshu noitena ve'eshu noitu memena b'pnei shehi chashuda l'chalef. The Mishnah says that if a person gave flour to an innkeeper's wife to prepare dough, he must separate before he gives her and after he receives it back as well, as she suspected of switching it. This is, we're not responsible for swindlers, he must only separate from what he takes back from her. And the Gemara says, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel both said the same law, that just as Rabbi Yossi said that we're not responsible for swindlers, so too Rabbi Shimon said the same thing. Mistabe, Rabbi Yossi, Yoidil of Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Yoidil of Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Yoidil of Shimon Gamliel, Shein Anu Achroim Lerahmoim, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Yoidil of Yossi, Shein De Chavel Yos, Moitz Mibes, Oidava Shein Matugan. It's logical to say that Rabbi Yossi would agree to Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon would not agree with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi would agree to Rabbi Shimon because we're not responsible for swindlers, but Rabbi Shimon would not agree with Rabbi Yossi as it's not normal for a Chavel to give out something that wasn't tithed already. And we come now to the last Mishnah. Hanoisen lachamoisei maaseh eshu noisen la eshu noitu memena b'pnei shehi chashuda l'chalef es hamiskalkel. The Mishnah says that if one gives produce to his mother-in-law, he must separate before he gives her and after he receives back, as she suspected of switching it if it became spoiled. Rabbi Yehuda writes here with a kind of bitter uvosha me chasana. Rabbi Yehuda says that the reason she does this is because she's concerned for the welfare of her daughter and she's embarrassed of her son-in-law to give him spoiled food. And Rabbi Yehuda says, agrees that if a person gives his mother-in-law shviyas produce, she's not suspected of switching it and feeding it to her daughter. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, oif kad maisa, avdaita de Rabbi Yehuda, he, to Rabbi Yehuda, ama hanoisa lechamoisa, kenoisa de pendokis, but one ami hanoisa lechamoisa, kenoisa le shchentoi. Rabbi Yochanan says that even the first case of the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda and not the Rabbanon, as Rabbi Yehuda says that giving to his mother-in-law is like giving to an innkeeper's wife. Rabbanon says that giving to his mother-in-law is like giving to a neighbor. As the Baisa taught, the one who gives his neighbor bread to bake or a dish to cook, he need not be concerned for shvias and maasas. When is this? When he gave her yeast and spices. But if he didn't, he must be concerned for shvias and maasas. Ma chamoisa min ha'erusin, or mi chamoisa min ha'nisuin. The Gemara asks, what type of mother-in-law has been discussed here, where he is betrothed to her daughter or fully married after nisuin to her daughter? Yishmeinu min ha'da, moideh Rabbi Yehuda ben Eisin lechamoisa shvias, she'ina chashud la'achil es bitter shvias. We suggest from our Mishnah that, and Rabbi Yehuda, it says that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if a person gives his mother-in-law shvias produce, she's not suspected of switching it and feeding it to her daughter. Shnihi taman ben min ha'irusin ben ha'nisuin, avacha lo'shnia ben min ha'irusin ben ha'nisuin. Then here's the proof that there is any difference between during the betrothal or after nisuin. Here also there's no difference between after betrothal and after the completion of the marriage. Hadna lach perek ma'achilin.